Once upon a time, a poor woodcutter had four sons. The three oldest, John, James, and Jeremy, were good-hearted, ordinary lads. But the youngest was a good deal more unusual. He had been such a tiny baby and was still so small, everyone called him Hop o' My Thumb. However, for all he was so little, he was very clever, and his brothers had great respect for him. Right now, because times are bad, the father is saying goodbye to all four of his boys.
Oh, my dear sons, how I wish I did not have to send you away like this without a penny in your pockets, without even bread for your lunch.
Now, Father, don't worry. We'll be all right.
John's right, Father. We'll be fine.
Hop o' My Thumb says we'll all find jobs in no time once we get to the city.
I'm sure of it, Father. And before too long, we'll come back to you rich, so you'll never have to worry again.
Listen to him. No bigger than a minute, but bold as a lion. Don't worry about bringing back a fortune, Hop o' My Thumb. Just take care of yourself. You're so very small.
I may be small, Father, but I'm not stupid. I'll take care of myself and my brothers, too.
That's right. He will, you know.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Well, watch out for giants and ogres. Remember, there's talk of war on the southern border. Be careful.
We will, Father. We'll be back before you know it. Rich.
And so they set off. John, James, and Jeremy clumping along. Hop o' My Thumb running and skipping to keep up. All went well till night came, while they were still deep in the forest. Then things grew worse by the moment.
Oh, it's so dark.
And I'm so hungry.
And I'm so cold.
Oh, bless you, Jeremy. Brothers, I am sorry. I was sure if we came this way, we'd pass some cottage or house where we could get shelter for the night. But I was wrong.
Don't blame yourself, Hop.
Oh, bless you. But my goodness, we have to find shelter, or you'll be getting sick, Jeremy.
And I'll die of starvation.
Listen, was that a wolf?
It sure was.
All right. Don't worry, brothers. I know what to do. If you'll boost me up into one of those trees, I'll climb to the top, and from up there, I can see if there's a light anywhere.
Good idea. Here, let me lift you, Hop. Oh, you can't do anything for sneezing, Jeremy. Let me. Here you go, Hop.
Thanks, John. Wow, it really is dark. But I guess I can feel my way up here.
Be careful, Hop.
Listen, that wolf is getting closer.
Are you at the top yet, Hop? Can you see anything?
I'm at the top, I think, but I can't see. Wait. Yes, a light. Over to the left of here, not too far.
A light. Shelter. Come on down, Hop, and let's get going. I'll catch you, Hop o' My Thumb.
All right. Here I come. And I'm sure I know the way now. And you're right, Jeremy. Let's hurry.
Why doesn't someone come to the door?
How about it, Hop? Can you see anything through that little window up there?
Hold me up a little higher, John. Ah, yes. There's someone on the stairs inside.
Ah, then somebody is home. Do they look friendly?
Wait. There are four little girls wearing little gold crowns.
What?
Knock again, James. Oh, the girls are running up the stairs. But here comes somebody. A woman.
Thank heavens.
All right. I'm sorry, but nobody's at home. You'll have to go elsewhere.
Nobody's at home? But good madam, you're here.
For goodness sake. Well, I didn't even see you at first. You're so little.
Yes, ma'am. They call me Hop o' My Thumb. And these are my brothers, John, James, and Jeremy.
Oh, I can't help it. You can't come in. The giant is due home any moment.
The giant?
What the giant?
Yes, the giant. And there's no telling what he'd do if he found you here. Boys and girls are his favorite dish.
No!
What?
Then, my goodness, those four little girls I saw, are they... Is he going to...
Four little girls? Oh, heavens, no. They're our daughters, and the giant wouldn't harm a hair on their heads. But any other children...
Well, it really seems we'd better be on our way, brothers. Do you agree?
But listen, that wolf, he must have followed us.
Hop, we can't go back into that awful forest.
Oh, Hop, what are we going to do?
Bless you, Jeremy. Good madam, we appreciate your warning, but perhaps if you did let us in, we could stay out of the giant's way.
Dear, well, it's true, the giant is very nearsighted.
Maybe we could hide when he comes in. That's right. Oh, do let us in, ma'am.
All right. Come in, all of you.
Oh, thank you very much, ma'am.
Oh, it's good to be warm.
Sit down, and I'll get you some soup.
Soup will be wonderful.
Here we are now. Just sit down and... Listen.
Those footsteps.
Is it the giant?
Yes.
Tell us where we can hide, quickly.
Where you can hide? Yes, to be sure. How about under the table?
Under the table? But he'd see us.
No, the cloth drapes down. And besides, I told you, he's nearsighted. He only sees what is right under his eyes. Quickly, he's practically at the door.
All right, brothers, get under the table, as she said. Come on,
under the table.
Where's that dead blasted doorknob?
Oh, is that you, dear? I'll be right there.
Well, about time.
I didn't mean to keep you waiting.
Never mind that. What do I smell?
Why, the calf I'm cooking for your dinner.
I smell strange humans.
Oh, husband, you must be mistaken. Sit down and I'll bring your dinner at once.
Well, all right, but... Hurray! What's that under the table? I kicked something.
Under the table? Oh, why, yes, some old clothes.
Old clothes? You sure there haven't been any strange humans around here?
Oh, husband, how can you think so?
Aha! How can I think so? That was a sneeze, or I'm crazy. It came from under the table.
Oh, Hop, I'm sorry. I couldn't help.
So, a whole mess of strange human beings. Boys. One, two, three of them.
Oh, please, sir. Please spare our lives.
Wait a bit. There's four of them. A little bitty one, too. All right, I'll bop them all on the head.
Oh, husband, wait a minute. Be still now. Listen, I was keeping them as a surprise for you, husband. But they're all so thin, I was going to fatten them up.
Fatten them up, eh?
Yes.
Well, they are a bit on the skinny side. And this little one...
Put me down!
Spunky little creature, isn't he? But it's true, he needs fattening.
Yes, of course, I knew you'd agree. So just let me give you this roasted calf for your dinner, and I'll get the boys out of your way. Here's your dinner.
Smells good. But I don't know...
Come, boys, come with me.
Yes, ma'am. Come on, brothers.
One, two, three, four of them. I ought to bop 'em. Well, tomorrow then. Right now, dinner.
Here we are. There's a big bed in here. It's where our four little daughters generally sleep, but they're across the hall now. They took a notion to watch the sunrise tomorrow morning.
You are very good, ma'am. The bed looks wonderful.
I'll wake you in the morning before the giant gets up so you can escape.
We're very grateful to you.
Indeed we are. You've saved our lives.
Oh, there you go, sneezing again. Dear me, you'd better wear a nightcap tonight. There are a pile of them in this drawer here. All of you can wear nightcaps. You'll be warmer. Here. Good night now.
For a giant's wife, she's awfully nice. Bless you, Jeremy. Yes, she sure saved us from the giant tonight, all right.
Shh, shh. I just had an idea. Go to bed, brothers. I'll be back in a minute. I've an idea of how we can be really safe. John, James.
Hop, you're back.
Thank heavens.
But what do you have there?
Bless you. Shh, let me close the door.
But what are all those things, Hop?
The four little crowns the giant's daughters were wearing. I got them off without waking them.
But what do you want them for?
I think it would be a good idea if we wore them tonight, James.
Huh? But why?
We'll wear these and let the giant's little daughters wear our nightcaps. Here, take the crowns and put them on, brothers, and give me your nightcaps.
Well, all right. Here.
But it seems crazy.
Yes, but what's the idea?
I'll tell you as soon as I run across the hall and put our nightcaps on the girls. But you put those crowns on now. And I'm sure that before morning, you'll all be glad you did.
Wait a minute, wife. Where are you going?
Oh. I never meant to wake you, dear. I was just going to wake the girls.
Going to wake the girls. A likely story. You were going to go wake those boys so they could escape.
Oh, why, husband, how can you think that?
How indeed? I know your soft-hearted ways. That's why I decided I'd better get ahead of you. And see to it they didn't escape.
See to it they didn't? Husband, what have you done?
Just half an hour ago, I tiptoed into the spare room, bopped them all over the head.
The spare room?
Yes.
You went to the spare room? But the girls were sleeping in the spare room last night.
Oh, no. No, it was dark. But I felt their heads to make sure. And they were all wearing little nightcaps.
Wearing nightcaps? In the spare room? I've got to go see what's happened.
What's happened is all those boys are bopped on the head so they won't run away.
Oh, husband, it's our girls. You've bopped all our girls on their heads.
What? Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Look. Look for yourself. The girls have nightcaps on, and they're lying there unconscious.
My girls, my daughters. Well, do something, wife. Oh. Do something. Bring them to.
Oh, my poor girls.
But why weren't they wearing their crowns? Where are their crowns? Across the hall. Look. There are their crowns on the bed in there. And the bed's empty.
The boys must have put on their crowns. Put the nightcaps on the girls.
And they're gone. Oh, I'll get them for this. I'll get them wherever they are.
The girls will be all right. They're stirring now.
They better be all right. You just tell me, where are my 7-league boots? I'm catching up with those boys if I go to the end of the world.
Are you all right, Hop on my thumb?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine, John.
Sure you don't want me to carry you again for a while?
No, actually, being so small, it's easy for me to scramble up and down these rocks. Just so you lift me across when we come to a wide crevice. I'm all right.
Just tell me one thing, Hop. Why are we staying up on the mountain this way? Wouldn't we be able to go faster down below in the valley?
Maybe so, Jeremy. But I have a feeling that we've a better chance against the giant up here if he does follow us.
Brothers, listen.
It's the giant.
It must be.
But he's coming so fast.
He's wearing 7-league boots. He must be. Oh, that's what I was afraid of, that he'd have magic boots. Brothers, We've got to act fast. He'll be here in no time.
What are we going to do? What are we
talking about? All right. All right now. All right. All right. Be calm. I'll think of something. That crevice right ahead there. If we could get him to jump in there, he'd be stuck between those two walls of rock, wouldn't he?
Well, probably. It's not very wide, but how on earth...
Yes, how on earth will we get him to jump in there?
He wouldn't. He'd just step across.
I hear you, brats, up ahead there. I'm going to get you.
Oh, here he comes.
Listen, I'm going to scramble down to the bottom of that crevice. You boys go hide yourself behind the rocks over there. Hurry.
But, Hop, what are you going to do?
I'm going to be the bait. Hurry. Here I go.
All right now. All right. Where are you? I know you're somewhere around here.
That's right. As a matter of fact, I'm practically under your feet.
Ha! It's the little one. But I don't see you.
Too bad you can't see any better than you do.
Hey, where are you, you pint-sized no good?
Under your feet. Under your feet.
But all I see is a big crack in the rocks.
And I'm at the bottom where you can't get me.
Oh, can't I? We'll see about that. You're down at the bottom of that crevice. All right, here I come. Ah! Hey! Help! I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I can't move.
Can't move, can't you? Then I'll just skip down to the end of this crevice. Scramble up the side, and here I am.
Oh, you sneaking little rascal, you!
Brothers, John, James, and Jeremy, wherever you are, it's all right now. Come on out.
Hey, look, he's trapped the giant.
The giant's trapped, but good.
Let me loose. I'll get loose from here, Dad. Rat those rocks. I'll get loose, though.
You can try to get loose.
Hop of my thumb was too smart for you, that's all.
Hey, look. The more he struggles, the more the rocks slide in and trap him even tighter.
Oh, I'll get you yet.
Well, he won't, that's plain. So, now what, Hop?
Yes, what do we do now?
Me, I'd just like to go home. I've had enough adventuring.
But we can't go home.
That's right. We promised Father we'd get jobs.
Just the same, I've had enough.
All right. You boys can go home now.
What are you talking about?
Just do one thing first. Get off the giant's 7-league boots and give them to me. Can you do that?
No, you'll never get them.
Sure we can get them, Hop.
He's trapped down there. We can get them off easily.
But why, Hop? Why do you want them?
You can't wear them. They're immense.
But 7-league boots are magic, brothers. They'll fit anybody. Just get them for me. Then you head for home and leave the rest to me.
Oh, all right.
Okay, if that's the way you want it, sure. All right, Giant. Here we come.
No, no. You can't have my boots. I'll be ruined.
Ruined indeed, and who cares? Get those boots, brothers! All right, brothers. You see? The giant's boots fit me as though made for me. I should be at the Capitol within the hour.
But, Hop, why are you going to the Capitol?
Father said there was the chance of a war down there in the South.
You don't want to get into anything like that, Hop.
Indeed, I do. With the king anxious for news from far away... Why, that's a situation that's made to order for me. You head for home now, brothers, and tell Father not to worry about me. I'm going to see the king.
Your Majesty.
Eh? What's that? Oh, it's you, Lord Counselor. Well, what is it? What is it? Have you thought of some way we can tell which gate the enemy plans to storm? Some way we can get our four armies together to defend it? Oh.
No, Your Majesty. I'm sorry. I, I came to tell you there's a boy who wants to see
you. A boy? And you bother me with that when our whole country's in danger?
Oh, I'm sorry, Your Majesty. It's just that he said he promised...
Your Majesty, please, Your Majesty. I can get you the information you need.
What? Who's that? Good heavens, what? It's a little fellow not 3 feet high.
He's the one, Your Majesty. He promised...
I know I'm small, Your Majesty. I'm called Hop o' My Thumb. But if you wish it, I can find out within the hour towards which gate the enemy is marching.
What?
After that, I can speed to each of our armies and tell them where to march.
Oh, enough of this nonsense. I'd give half the gold in my treasury to anyone who could do that.
You see, these are 7-league boots I wear. I can do all I have promised and more.
7-league boots? If there's even a chance you speak the truth, go to it, lad. Bring me the news I crave, and you're rich forever, Hop o' My Thumb.
Good heavens, what's that? James, Jeremy, Father.
What is it, John? Say, who are those horsemen coming down the road?
Boys, is it news of your brother, Hop o' My Thumb?
No, not that, Father. A company of horsemen.
Company! Halt!
But that's Hop's voice. And look, on that great horse there. Hop o' My Thumb, you're safe.
Hop, boy.
It's good to see you back. You're safe.
Yes, it's me, and I'm safe.
But who are all these horsemen? What do they guard in those great chests?
Gold, Father. Gold that should keep us all in comfort for the rest of our lives.
Gold? What do you mean?
The king keeps his promises. But then, so does Hop o' My Thumb. I promised I'd bring back a fortune, didn't I, Father? Well?
Leave it to Hop o' My Thumb.
That's right. Leave it to Hop o' My Thumb.